This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Louisiana Board of Regents has requested a $1.7 billion higher education budget for the next fiscal year.
If you go back about 5 or 6 years, the budget that came to higher education was about $1.5 billion. And over the succeeding 5 years, it got cut down, cut down, cut down.
The current budget for the four public university systems is $769 million. Dr. Joseph Rallo, Commissioner of Higher Education, says the additional $635 million is needed to meet the workforce demands of the state.
All these jobs that are coming to the state of Louisiana require skilled, educated workforce. And if we are not even right now graduating enough people to fill the current jobs, how are we going to be able to fill the jobs that are coming?
The board also asked for $300 million in TOPS funding.
So the message the board is trying to send is that if with the additional funds, we will go out and hire the faculty, get the rooms, get the capacity to be able to produce more students.
The focus is on training students for those industries that have openings and are well-paying, like water transportation.
Say you need 10 individuals to fill all the jobs, and right now with our budget, we're only producing 5 individuals. So with the additional dollars, then we'd hire the faculty, develop lab space, and basically fill that with another 5 graduates.
Whether or not the legislature will approve the budget request remains to be seen. Rallo recalls sitting in the Capitol on the last day of the most recent session, where higher education's budget was uncertain until the very last day.
And so I always say to legislators, I say, we appreciate your support, but you told us we were your number one priority, and yet it wasn't until 45 minutes before the session was over that you actually passed a budget for us. So that uncertainty just can't continue.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.